Kumlen Lablan Kemurad of Zayin Amin Alv in the middle of the page. So we said the halacha that Yeshua Ben Karcha, who said that when you say you're not allowed to borrow or pay back a loan to a goy, we made it or get a goy to pay back a loan, you're not allowed to because obviously you're benefiting him by their holiday. Or he's thankful to his God, but you're not allowed to collect money from him. And Rabbi Shimon Karcha said, it depends. A milva b'shtar, a contractual loan, which you can always collect later. Don't take the money because he's happy that he got rid of his debt. So don't take the money. But if it's an oral loan and he's ready to pay you, you better take the money because it's a mitzvah to save your money. And the second thing he said was the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and this Rabbi Yehuda is the Agin Rabbi Yehuda. May it is when somebody was given money to dye a piece of cloth, and we had this in ending word of a kama. And he didn't follow the instructions, and he altered the instructions. Of course, I mean, you're a ganif. And a ganif is kind of with an alteration, with a shinui. So you keep the original wool, and you got to pay just for the original wool. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we penalize you, and you have to pay also for the dye. Well, we say that we look whichever is less, the dye or the expense or the improvement. Whichever is less, that's what he has to pay, over and above the wool. And, Then we said that why did Rabbi Yosef was wondering why he had to say the halacha Rabbi Yehuda is in the stam. So we explained that in two different the arguing Rabbi Yosef, two different mesechtes, we don't follow the rule of a machlekes v'achakach stam. And here you have Rabbi Kamba Matzia, and it's questionable whether it's two separate mesechta or one mesechta. And another version is that since the Mishnah where it's brought down in Bava Metzia had nothing there, talks about a worker who changes his mind in the middle, and then the Mishnah there also brings down this din and follows Rabbi Yehuda, which is totally unrelated. Must be to tell you that's an out the halacha. So you're up to over here, right in the middle of the page, Tana Rabbanan. The first line is Yodei Ala Tachtena, about 16 or 17 lines from the bottom of the page. Little hay. That's it. Yeah. Wait one second. Wait one second, it's coming. So what happens is, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, the owner of the wool pays the guy who put the dye in the lesser amount, whatever it is, that the dye or for the or the improvement. Okay, says the Gemara Tanabon, we learned. Lo yoymar adon lechavedo. So now that we mentioned a few halachas, we're going to mention a few more. A person should not say Shabbos to a friend, Hanira, that he sees. Should Tamid Imilera, why don't you stand next to me tonight? Which sounds by implication saying, I have a job for you tonight. You're not going to hire somebody Shabbos for, not only not to work for your Shabbos, even during the week. But here is also by implication, but that's also forbidden. Rabbi Shimon Kocher, you could say it. Imer adon lechaveder hanida shetamid imer leeder that you stand next to me at night, because it's not clear that he's hiring him. He's just implication, as if to say it's clear that he's intending to hire him. Everyone agrees.
That is preparation for on Shabbos.
No. Clearly saying, stand next to me tonight, and I have something for you. That's what he's trying to say.
It's the sort of guy who does the work, and it's the sort of guy who needs to hire.
That's right. So you're saying, I come to me tonight, stand next to me at my ma'amidav. Yeah. Obviously, why am I telling you that?
Come to my house tonight, you won't be sorry.
Take him up on his offer.
I will. It's not Shabbos today.
Uh-huh. Okay. So Amar Abba Bachana Bichan Halach Hichasak Rabbi Shur Ben Karcha. We're about 10 lines from the bottom of the page, Zayin Amin Aleph. The halacha is like Yeshua ben Karcha over here as well. The what that it is permitted because it's not clear. Next din, Tana Bami learned a very interesting din. Hanishal lechacham. Maybe we'll do part of this. Hanishal lechacham. If you went to a rabbi and you asked him a shaila, and he was machmer v'timei, he said you asked him this a Torah tummy. He said tummy. Lo yishal lechacham v'yitay. You want it to be Torah. Don't go to another rabbi to get someone to say, oh, it's Torah. Or you went to a chacham to ask, am I allowed to do this on Shabbos, or am I allowed to eat this? V'asa, he says, treif, or whatever. Lo yishal lechacham, don't go to a second rabbi, v'yata. Now, why not? Big machlek is a shayinim, why not? Some of the shayinim hold because of the kavod of the first rabbi. There's a mitzvah to give kavod to every Talmud chacham, and by you going to another rabbi, you're insulting the first rabbi. You're saying, Vasvay said, you know, he's inadequate, and then I'll do that. The other opinion is that Iva says the reason is because once a rabbi comes along and says that something is asr, it becomes a chaticha di isura. So no rabbi in the world could come ahead and make it mutter, because once something is treif, it's treif. Mine nafkamina between these two, a lot of nafkaminas. And it's in halacha as well. Nafkamina is, what happened the other way around? The rabbi was matir. Not he was asid, he says kosher. Can another rabbi come along and hear about it? No, this is treif. If the vort is like the rivet, because he made it a chaticha de surah, don't you think it's a chaticha de terah? Anything which is not asr is automatically mutter. So then another rabbi can come along and make it asr. If the vort is as covered of the first rabbi, it's not covered to go give up sakna, so then you're not allowed to. Another difference would be, so then you're not allowed to, because still cover. Who cares which way you go? Isa to heter, eter to iser. Another difference would be is what Taisa holds. Taisa holds here, if you tell the second rabbi that I already went to another rav, and he paskin that it's asr, then the second rabbi is allowed to deliberate it and try to go to the first rabbi and maybe convince him that he's wrong. This will only work if you hold cover to the shining.
Why should the second rabbi say, sorry, you've been to him? Don't leave
he could say that, but if he doesn't want to, a lot of rabbis like sticky beaks. But if he goes to, but if the word is, al simere chaticha de surah, it doesn't help. Even the first rabbi can't change his mind. Another difference is if the first rabbi, like tomorrow, says, no, I think it's mukam mutter. Once you made it a chaticha de surah, you can't make it mut anymore. But if it was al kavod, of course he can change his own mind. If it's al kavod, if you tell the second guy, and the second guy gives kavod to the first guy, he says, okay, he goes back to the first guy, like Taisa says, you're allowed to go back to the first guy and say, hey, I think you made a mistake because Shmuel says this and this, then nothing wrong. But if it's al chaticha de surah, it's asr. Unless the guy made a mefurish mistake against the ofen halacha. If it's a Torah bedvar mishnah, then it's different.
By going from rabbi to rabbi, not only that, you're not interested with it.
And what's you're 100% right. And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with
you
that?
You can't want to see.
Why not? Well, exactly. In life, don't you always do things a little what suits you? What's wrong? Why should halach be any different? You need a reason why not. Let's finish your right. We'll do a little bit of taisa. There were two people. One guy was metame, one guy's metayer. Echad oisav, echad matid. There was an argument. Two rabbis. One is machmir, was meikol. Imahya echad mehen gadol mechaver. If one of them was greater than him, mechachma in wisdom. Uvim minyan number here. The machlekes are showing you what exactly number means. A greater number. Some say it means he has more tamidim. Some say it means older. Halech acharav. Go after the one who's smarter. They're both more or less equal, then you always go after the machmir. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Korchai, I mean, this is the halacha. Bishal Torah, if it's an argument about us, if one guy said it's treif from the Torah, another guy said it's not, and we don't know who's right, then Bishal Torah, halach achara machmir. Follow the one's machmir. Bishal Seifrim, if it's Rabbanon, halach achara mekel, go after one's mekel. Omer Rabbi Yosef, hilchasuk Rabbi Shimon Korchai, Shimon Korchai. In another case of Shimon Korcha. Let's just do the taste in the bottom, the first few lines. The kulon shechazer behen. Wrong tastes. Hanisha lechachem. The last narrow line. Hanisha lechachem. V'timei lo yisha lechachem v'yitayr. V'timei v'chi lo yisha lechol hachacham. What's wrong? Going to every rabbi. Every rabbi go to. V'yadoynu zayim zayim. Let them argue with each other. Ula yashivu medvara. Maybe they can convince the rabbi who is machmer to make it. What's wrong? You know when it's forbidden to go to a second rabbi, according to Taisus? And this only fits in if you follow the opinion that it's called covered of Rishonim. You go to a second rabbi and you don't tell him, you don't mention a word that you already asked another rabbi. You want to see what he says. But Osali, you didn't tell him that. But he says clearly, look, I went to Yankel and he told me it's Osir. What do you think? Then there's nothing wrong. Fakert. Mutter. Surely it's Mutter. Why? That's exactly what he said. Unless you tell him
so
that you. Yeah, because you didn't ask either one. Another difference, which reminds me, another interesting halach, a different halach is if it's only regarded. Reuven went to a Rav and says, this piece of meat is treif for Osir. I cooked something in a pot that is treif for Osir. And the Rav says, treif. Then no other rabbi could come along, right, and be mekel. But only that pot is Osir. But if a similar shayla comes up on another pot, somebody else's house, if the vort is chaticha disur like the raiva, then only that pot is asa. But everybody else is still mutter in that town, in that village. They just go to another rabbi. Mashengi, if the vort is covered to show him, who cares if it's this pot or someone else's pot? To another rabbi to contradict what the first rabbi said, he's not covered. So there's a many nafkaminas of halacha, which is the main reason. And in halacha, in shkanarach, machlek is a shach and taz as well. These Rishonim is also argued there, or the way that Ramah, where you can learn pshat and Ramah there. Ramah just says so. So if they're there all at the same time, they can all give opinions, no problem. Because they're all there at the same time. Avavada says Tosfos two more lines. Chachacham yizoy shval yate. Surely the chacham should be careful not just to willy nilly make it hetik. It means pinnacle yad. Chacham sha'aser ain chaveder at ashay lahatid. You know the matter. Elin ken yuchel laharziroy. Unless you can convince the first guy ki going shetorbed v'mishnah he made it. Unless you cannot convince. Unless you have the right to annul it. For example, he made an upfront mistake. Or even he made a mistake in the way he weighed up. Shikol das means that one gemara says we didn't make halacha, but if you follow the gemara, the pattern of the gemara, it should seem that the halacha would be so and so. Others argue with taste the shikol das. You cannot change your mind. Okay, anyhow, let's go back to the gemara.
It's also he doesn't talk about what has been the second of the previous generations. Look at the whole issue of electricity in Shabbos, right?
There is a Matthias. As if you look at the Beis Yitzchak, I don't know if you read the history, you see the Beis Yitzchak when he came out with him, they had no idea what electricity was. Not that we know what electricity is today, it's what it is. No one knows what electricity is even today, but we have a much better understanding how it operates. They had no idea then. No idea. So you can't, in electricity, for example, you can't really go back 150 years. Yeah, okay, because that didn't change. But all those were against him, were still against him. And the few that are for him will still be for him. Back to the Gemara, the third case. It says over here, if somebody is not to be trusted in Maisa, can be an aid. Tarabon, Kulan, Shechazuban, if they did Tshuva, they themselves in personal life didn't. But they did Tshuva, a Mekablin, Oysalam, too late. Once you weren't trusted to give Maisa, we will never trust you for anything, even to give Aedis. Or to trust that you gave Maisa in the future. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Chazuban, depends. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im Chazuban, Mimit Mainis, if you did Tshuva quietly, then Im Mekablin, Oysalam, that's worthless. But Vahesi, if you openly, unashamedly told everybody, look, I didn't keep Maisa, but for now, and I will keep Maisa, then Mekablin, Oysalam, that's Tshuva. Ikadamini, others say, Asu Divrei, Mimat Mainis, depends how you did Aveda. If you did Aveda discreetly, then Mekablin, Oysalam. But Vahesi, Im Mekablin, Oysalam, you don't accept him. Rab Shimon and Rab Shua, Kochoimim, depends. Benkach Mekablin will accept Tshuva from everybody, even whether discreetly or openly. Shenemar, it says, Shuvu, Bonim, Shaven, come back, you wild sons. Amrav Yitzchak Yishkaraku, Amrav Yechon, Hilchazak, Eise Hazug, Dalach, like Shimon, Karcha. Rashi says over here in the bottom of the page, who are these Kulan? The Zainom and Alf in the bottom, four lines in the bottom. That's Kulan, Agazlonin, we're talking about a Gazlin, or Ameyaritz. If an Ameyaritz says, Rashi says, according to this Tana here, if an Ameyaritz does Tshuva, unacceptable. And the Behuda says, it depends if he did Tshuva discreetly, we don't accept it, publicly he does. It says, taste is here, the last taste on the page. The Kulan, Shechazba, and Pizza Kunta is Agazlonim. Okay, Gazlan, I understand. Do we really trust him? But Ameyaritz, the Kashya, the Ameyaritz, Yuchel Asa Tshuva. What's going on here? Guy's not Ameyaritz, didn't he? He's an ignoramus. And now he found out the laws. He can't do Tshuva. But oy the loshon oylamis says Tosfos forever means that even if he oylamis means mash mashikvar kiblu oisam pamacheres. This is not the first time that he's doing tshuva. And so Tosfos understand why shouldn't you accept? But oy koshim chayded perikakam matanya am aori kiblu bechabes v'neshu devarachen neshu chalter kula. And am aori is accepted to become like a tamu chacham, to behave like a tamu chacham. If we suspect him that he's not behaving, then we don't accept him. Divrei Meir. But mash if we don't suspect him of anything, we will believe him. Ha loy neshu mekablin. Even Amaris can be treated like a Talmud Chacham. So Tosfos if he learns, L'kach Nida, you know the whole Gemara, everyone can do Tshuva. You know what Agmar is talking about? A guy who was in Amaris, he did wrong things, he did Tshuva, and then tomorrow he went back to his old ways. Now we can't trust him again the second time around. L'kach Nida Farsha, Amaris ha-chashudin ala maisa l'shvias. We're talking about maisa, those things which cost money. What's maisa l'shvias? You got to give it away, it costs you money. They said early on that they're going to behave like Talmud Chacham. You can trust them; they'll give to Maisa. Don't worry about it. And then they reverted back to the old habits. And they didn't give the Maisa. That's a taste. So that knows according to Rashi, even the first time, if something cost you money, we don't automatically trust that you paid the money, you did the money with those mitzvahs. According to Tosfos, we trust you the first time. It's the second time around we don't trust you. Okay, back to Mishnah. Yes. I'm only talking about things that cost you money. Not everybody's ready to give away their money for a mitzvah. We still believe. Not talking about Eidos. We're talking about trusting for themselves. You say, yeah, you can eat my fruit. You can eat my fruit because I gave them Isaac.
That means
yeah. Other than yes. Talk about this. Yeah, but talk about this. In this Meiser. Because that's, he's proven that he's no good. He's proven that he's no good. Mice is 10%. It's a lot. Okay, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel says, we already had this in Gemara before. Rabbi Shmuel said yesterday, Shloisha lifnei hem v'shloisha l'achreim osa. Not like our Mishnah says that we're only 3 days before. It's 3 days prior and 3 days post. They'll run to the churches and thank the churches. Before their Yom Tov is osa, but afterwards is mutter. Now, l'chayre chacham and tanakam and Mishnah saying the same thing. We had before as well. According to Rabbi Shmuel, since they keep their Sunday, in some Gemaras they actually add the word Noitzvi here. They add the word Christian Sunday. I don't know. It's hard to imagine. Which countries did the Chacham live that had Christianity? In Babel, there's no Christianity. What were they talking about? In some Gemaras they put in here Noitzvi. I saw. Right here, Hagoy Tzvini brings down here. If we're going to side, the Divrei Rabbi Shmuel Yom Avayik Chavim Loyel Maser, and some say Bixal Gemara Noitzi. The Divrei Rabbi Shmuel Loyel Maser. And Paul knew, but that they didn't start the 300 years later when it became a universal. And even then, with the Chacham lived in Babel, there's no Christians there. There's no Christianity there.
The original Christians were broken out to some men.
Yeah, but that didn't bother. Yeah, but it was the ones when they came to Rome.
Yeah.
But
before Rome, it was also.
But they didn't bother that they then.
Which is Turkey.
Yeah, yeah, but Christianity didn't become a religion, really, until a few years later when Rome, the king, or Constantine, decided that he becomes a Christian.
It looks like a different opinion on previous Mishnah,
It's a continuation of the previous Mishnah, and we already had it in the Gemara a few days ago. Yesterday, we actually had it in the Gemara. It's a continuation. It's the same Mishnah. We just cut it in half. That's how it works. It's the same Mishnah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We just cut it out. No. Sorry? Noitzri is definitely Christianity. In Algamar, the same Noitzri. It just says they used to worship a sun god, which is an old thing. No, that's Avodah Zarah. Yeah. Because Sunday, 3 days before, 3 days after, becomes a whole week. Same thing. So we answer. There's a number of differences. Number one, do you include the festival as part of the 3 days or not? 3 days before, and that's it. So it's 4 days. And Rabban Basroi Savri, because they don't say, all they say is, they don't say how many days. So by them, the Chamhol, Hain, V'idain. They include, in the 3 days, they include the festival. That's difference number one. Difference number two, the Machlekes we had yesterday, Abir Chalish Lakash. Boy, Seyma, Nosa, V'Nosa, and Ike Benai, if Lepoy didn't listen to us, you defied our orders, and you did business with them. Tanakama, Sava, Nosa, V'Nosa, Mut. If you did business with them, it's Mut, like Nish Lakash. And for Abon, Abasroi, Sava, Nosa, Asa, hold like Abir Chalish, and that it's Asa. Boy, Seyma, why? Because the Tanakama says Asa. Asa means Chatchil, don't do it. But the Evid, it's all right. And the Chamhol, yeah. The difference is Shmuel. Dama Shmuel said later on, Begoyle ein Osir el Yom Edom, in Etzisrael, they were really Avodah Zarah Nikah, so therefore it's Osir the whole time. 3 days before, but in Goyle, in exile, the Goyim going through the motions, and that's what big Avodah Zarah, only the festival day is Osir. Today, the Rishonim say we're even less Avodah Zarah, even the festival day is Mutti allowed to do business with them, or because of Eva. Shmuel, Begoyle ain't Osir, tastes like Eva, but other Shem say Eva. Dama Shmuel says, Begoyle ain't Osir, El Yom Edom. That's the Machlekes. Tanakama, East Day the Shmuel. Tanakama holds like Shmuel's on Goyle one day. And Abban Osir, less than the Shmuel. They hold no difference, Goyle, not Goyle. Yiboy, another answer is the Nocham Hamodai. Ike Benayu. You know, they're arguing about what Nocham Hamodai said. Tanya, we learned, Nocham Hamodai, Oymed. He says, no such thing as 3 days. 1 day is enough. In our Mishnah here, Chachamim just say, it's Osir Lifnei Yidain. They don't mention how many days, so they only hold like Nochamod, 1 day. Tanakam, less than Nochamod, he holds 3 days. He said, Nochamod, they hold like, well, not only 1 day. Says the Gemara, Gufa, let's analyze this. Mamash al-Chman, this is what the Gemara is saying now. Gufa, let's analyze this. Nocham ha-modai oimer, einu asr elayim echad, lifnei, then only one day is asr. Omru loy, they said to Nocham ha-modai, nishtakeya ha-dover v'loy nemer. Don't ever repeat this again. It should be sunk, it should be forgotten altogether. Your opinion counts for zilch. Rashi says, nishtakeya ha-dover, parallel to the Gemara, loyeitze dover zem, epi adun lo'olam. This should never be repeated again. Even the Gemara printed it right here to make sure that it never gets repeated again. Never get repeated again. Don't let this get outside in the street. So what did the Gemara do? They printed this. Well, I understand. Anyway, Nacham Hamada, they told him, like, it's almost like Beshamah. This is even worse than that. This is Nishtakeh Adav Avalaynam. Never say this again to anybody. Right. What do you mean? We just said our Mishnah here. The Chacham grew to Nacham Modai. Man Chacham and Nacham Modai. Nacham, the Chacham in our Mishnah is Nacham Modai. Now we're going to bring a whole bunch of other Nacham Modais and show you that we never follow him. Time you learned either another place. Nacham Modai Omer Moichrin Lehen Sus. You're not allowed to sell goy animal, big animals, and Machlek. You're allowed to sell them even small animals. Why? Because next time you're going to lend them and they're going to use it on Shabbos, and your animal has to rest on Shabbos. When it comes to a horse, even if you use a horse on Shabbos, a horse primarily or predominantly is used for riding. You're allowed to ride a horse on Shabbos. What's that better? You're not carrying. He's not carrying you at all. But no, but Rabban says you're not to ride a horse because he might pull a branch off and hit the horse. There is a horse that's used for carrying, which they used to put a horse. They used to have a horse to carry birds. We'll see in the end of the Pedic here. They have a horse to carry birds, and then there's a problem of your horses working on Shabbos. But most horses are for. What do you call it? Are for riding. Says Nacham HaModai. Nacham HaModai says, where are we? Moichin, you're allowed to sell a sus zocher, a male horse, versus a female. I'm not sure what the difference between a male horse and a female horse is.
Male horse is mainly for riding.
Yeah, but zocher maybe, and female horse, they don't ride? Why would you have a female horse? They don't ride, why not? I mean, I don't know. So zocher, v'zokain or zokain, or either a male or a very old one. You allow. So what? The zokain or an old one, the mechami. You allow to sell them if they need it for war. You allow to sell them an old one or a zokain because nobody's going to make a mistake and sell them. Since it's very so uncommon for a war, usually you want strong horses. And it seems that for war, they would use female horses rather than male horses. Female horses are stronger, I don't know. But in the animal kingdom, generally females are stronger than males. And you're allowed to sell the, what do you call it, an old one. It's not common. If not common, we don't make an exodus. They said to him, don't repeat it. There's a habit to tell Nacham HaModai his opinion is that it's not something we want to publicize. Telling your mother why he's not the lone opinion, but Ika Ben Pseida, we'll see in the Mishnah later on. Ben Pseida says the Kaikaba says it's not, we're going to Tanya, we're going to learn. It's not, we learn the Mishnah. Ben Pseida, Matibasus, Ben Pseida holds you allowed to sell a horse to a goy because a horse is primarily used for riding, and there's no Isa, there's no possible Isa of on Shabbos of Mahatayda. Aye, he's going to carry you, Chai Noisei Esatzmai, and therefore, so he also holds you allowed to sell a horse. So the Gemara, it's not the same thing. Them say the lay mathlik means khar nikay. He says you're allowed to sell any horse to a guy. Of course a horse is for riding. Iu, but Nachman makes a whole difference. Midikam mathlik means khadim in the cavis. He makes a difference in a male, a female, old and young, because he makes these differences. Obviously Kirabon Sridley. He holds like the Rabbanan. That he holds that no, that Bem Seder holds you're allowed to sell all horses because they're riding. The Rabbanan holds you're not allowed to, because they're still geyser. People make a mistake, so they'll lend other animals. So Rabbi Nachman agrees with Rabban. He just says, but if it's an old horse or a male, you're allowed to. So within the Rabban, his opinion is not acceptable. The Rabban is shekedar remember. Time you learn another place. Nachman Modai. We're going to give another example. Nachman Modai. He says opinions we don't accept. Nachman Modai Omer Hashavis. This is a kind of a spice. Anita. I don't know exactly what it is. Anita is Anita. Anti, what do you call it? The thing that like you know, licorice, what is that? Anti, some kind of one of the herbs. Mis aser, usually herbs, you have different parts. Either every plant is either you want mainly for the seed, you want mainly for the for the fruits of it, you want it for the stem. Is it dill? Anita is dill. Okay. Miss Asa, Nochemodus, a Shabbos, Miss Asa, you'll give mice, Zera, the seeds. When it comes to the dill, all parts of it are used. So the seed part of it has to use it for seeds. You collect the seeds and make the dill seeds. You have to give mice from that. Yet the vegetable part of it, or the zidin, or whether the stem, all parts of it. You have to give mice for it because all parts of it are used. We disagree with this whole thing over here completely. Why? But Rabbi Elazar agree with him as well that the dill is an exception. If you grow it in your own garden patch, then you grow it for everything. But if you grow it in masses, you don't grow it for everything. You only grow it mainly for the herb part of it. Rav Dimi Nochem Amod is a great man. He came from our region, from Eretz Yisrael. Kol Milsa the Amar Amrili Shekedol Nemar. What are you doing to the guy? Every single thing that comes out of his mouth, you say to him, it should be forgotten, never be repeated. Amar Ika Chodet Abnei. Because you know there is something we do like him. Tanya, we learn Nochem Amod Yomim. Nochem Amod says, said something else, and they attack a pasuk like him. Shoyil Adam Tzracha B'Shemei Tefillah. When you daven Shemei Tefillah, you have any personal matters, issues, you can have that in mind during Shemei Tefillah. You're allowed to add these things. Says the Gemara, Bar Mino Dahi. You can't count that as something finally we accomplished in the Nochem Amod. The reason why we pass like him is not because of him, because there's so many other Tanaim who agree. The Talia Ba'ashir Avri, because he's depending on so many other great giants. The Talia Rabbelezer Raim, Rabbelezer says, Shoyil Adam Tzrochav, a person's machlek is how it is the sequence of davening. A person asks first, the way Ba'ashir Rabbi is an expression we find in many places in Shas, and here Rashi tells us finally what it means. Ba'asher Rabbi, this is Rashi in Portage, two lines from the top, Ba'asher Rabbi, two lines from the bottom, sorry, the wide lines, third line, the wide lines. The first word is Chavolim, ropes, Ovim, thick, the Chazokim. So Ashtim means ropes. He's lying on thick ropes. The Yesh Oimim, others say, thick, big trees, Kamevayita Eshel, Kalimir Eshel, Ashtim from Eshel. Ha'lav Kavose Atat Ovdin. The Rabbanan Ami, he could explain the Kamon. Don't think we're relying on him, we're relying on the rabbis who agree with him as well. Sorry? Calls. Could be, yeah. Yeah, okay. Possibly. I don't remember, but could be. Tell you what, right? First, the person can ask for his personal needs, and then, where are we? First, you ask his personal needs, and then you daven to the Eibishter and you daven Shmoneser. Shnemer, it says in Pasuk, Tfilah lo ani ki yatif, like the word that the poor man who is suffering should daven, and then lefnei Hashem, and then afterwards, you pour out sichoi. And what sichoi is davening? Ain't sichel tefillah sichel davening. Shnemer, vayete yischer kolosor besada. Yischer went out to the field, and losurach means to daven. Even though that gufa, we how do you know the chum means to daven? We learn from another pasuk because it says eshpar lefon of sichi. Goes back and forth. And Rabbi Shua says no. First daven yispal. He says first you daven, and the acher only afterwards you shall trochav. He said first you should daven, only afterwards you take care of your own needs. Shneimer it says eshpar lefon of sichi. I will pour out my sichi. We said before sichi means davening. So Rashi in the fun of Agi, then I'll tell my own personal tzaddis.
But up. Before
Shmoneser. That's right. Before Shmoneser. Right before Shmoneser.
You can't do anything.
No, you can. You will. You do your Shoyal Tzarachav. He brings a pasuk. You do exactly that. That's what davening is all about. That's what he's saying. You're davening the way we daven today because you follow other opinion.
Where we daven for your
the Hosh Manasseh is ourselves. And we add, and we'll soon see. Rabbi Lezen, Nam, Rabbi also exceed Eshbech Lefon of Sichi. Rabbi Lezen said, but look at the Pasuk, it says Eshbech Lefon of Sichi. First I should daven, and then talk about your own needs. Hachi Kamar, Eshbech Lefon of Sichi, I will daven. Bizman, Shetzel Lefon of Agid, after I already told him my tzaddis. Rabbi Shuv Nami, Oksiv, it says, Pasuk, Filo Anaki Yatev. It says, first you talk about your own needs. And then you talk about davening. Hachikamet, Amosite, Filol Oni, when is the time to talk about your own needs? After davening. Mechdi kroy loike madag. The madag is clear that the pasuk brings no right to either one, but my kibbutz machlekes. So we answer ki the dorish rab simloi. The argument rab simloi said. The dorish rab simloi said. This is how you should do it, and this is the way we do it today. We follow rab simloi. Avshmenesa lo oylam yisadir adon shvachas shlomakum. First, you should, the way Avshmenesa is structured today is like rab simloi. They had a different structure, Shmenesa. The machlekes is how you structure Shmenesa. One opinion is you do all the brachas of Hashem, and you thank him and everything else, and then you do your personal needs. The other opinion is, no, you do first Atachinam Das, all those brachas, and afterwards you do the parts to Hashem. And Rav Shmuel says, no, this is how you do it. First, you talk about Hashem, how wonderful he is. The Achakach is Pal, and then afterwards, you daven. You say all the rest of Shmenesa, which is all about my personal needs. Minol, how do you know this is how you should do it? Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chassid says, Hashem, Elokeinu Atah Chiloi Salazar Lecha De'Ebishter, you started showing your Eved. So that was his praising Hashem for all the wonderful things he did. And afterwards, Moshe asked, let me go and see the land. Let's go to the Mishnah. Let me go and see the land. Rabbi Shua, sorry, Shua holds the Alfin of Moshe. We learn from Moshe that while the first you daven to Hashem, praise Hashem, and then afterwards you daven your own part. And Abelezer Sava Lo Yafin Moshe. You can't learn from Moshe. Okay, the way we should do it is we should first dive into Hashem, ask him what we need, and afterwards praise him. Why? Shiny Moshe the Rav Guvre. Moshe Rabbeinu was a great man, a very smart man, and therefore if he praises Hashem before he asks, it's not like he's chanfening the Eibush and so on and so forth. If a stammer person walks over to Eibush and starts praising him, and then he asks the personal needs, it's clear, it looks like contrived. What do you suddenly praise the Eibishter? You know anything about the Eibishter? It looks, the only reason why you're doing it is in order I can ask him my personal needs. It looks terrible. Ask him, be open in front. Ask him, be transparent. Ask him your needs and then praise the Eibishter. Moshe was different. That's what Rabbi Lezer holds. The Chachamim Maimonim, like it divrei zevah, like it divrei zevah. Chachamim say, I disagree with both of you. El Shoyel Adam Tzracha B'Shemei Tfilah. First you daven to the Eibishter, then you daven structure. In Shemei Tfilah, you can add whatever you want to add. So Nachum Hamada is agreeing with the Chachamim. Add your own parts. That's the machlekes. The machlekes is where do you put your own tzrachim? Your own. Like in Shemayat Philly, you're allowed to add words. Where do you add these words? Where do you add all these words? So they weren't touching about the actual. The one who devised the Shemayat is Shimon HaPakul. And he devised Shemayat. And what do you call it? That structure is the same. The question is, where do you insert your tzrachav? Is it right before you start Shemenesa, right after you said the praises? And the Chumash say neither. In Shemei Tfilah. Now the Gemara will say a third opinion, a fourth opinion. I'm going to be Shmuel. I'll show you. I'll talk about Shemei Tfilah. Ask Shemei Tfilah. I'm going to be Shmuel. I'll show you. Shemei Rav. Afal pisha omru shoyl adun tzrachav b'Shemei Tfilah. Even though it says you should say Shemei Tfilah. Avol im ba loimer b'soiv ko bracha bracha me'en ko bracha bracha oimer. If you have needs that are similar to the bracha that you're davening Shmonesa, insert it there. For example, Chas v'Shalom, if somebody's sick, put it in for Einu. If you need Parnasa, put it in Barech Aleinu. And look what Rashi says, an amazing example. Look at Rashi. What example? Me'enko bracha bracha. In Shkolach, when they bring examples, they gave example I just gave you right now. And Rashi says, Im hoye mishakeach talmud. If you forget your learning, if you forget, you learn daf yomi every day, you forget day to day what we learned, when you say das, add in a few words, I want to remember my daf yomi. Im bal tshuvahu, if it's about tshuva, marich baharetze b'tshuva, add in the bracha slach lanu, or add in whatever you want, b'chein kulam.
Can we daven? You say, we haven't got time to daven, so we haven't come here.
To a mincha ma'ariv.
Good answer.
Even though we say that a person, you can add in Shemei Tefillah whatever you want personal needs, im yesh loy choyle b'terbeise, if you have a sick person in your house, it's better, preferred, oime b'biches choylem. V'im tol refanosa oime b'biches ashonim. So why would Rashi give examples, at choynin and slach lona, rather than giving examples the Gemara gives? Exactly. Rashi wants you should ask for ruchazika things, not just money. Everything money, money, gashmis. Ask, you know, if they have a good memory, tshuva. Omer b'shuv ben leiva, ava v'isha omer shorzor b'shuv ben tefillah, ava yin boloimer achet filose, afilu kesedik yipurim oimer. Even though we say that a person can add whatever you want by Shemei Tefillah, but if you want to add afterwards, even like Sedi and Kippurim, you can't. What are you trying to say? Look at Taisa, top Taisa. Let's see what the Talmud says. What's the Shulba trying to say? He's saying, even though you can add whatever you want in davening, but after you finish Manasseh, add as much as you want, even like Yom Kippur. What's he trying to say? Says Tesis, Mashma, Ava be'emtzit tefillah, say loy. Seems like he's arguing with everything we learned till now. Seems like he's saying, don't add the Shema tefillah, don't add the middle of the brachas. Wait till you finish Manasseh and then add as much as you want. So how come today we don't follow Rabbi Shua ben Levi? Because we add in Shema Kaleinu, we add things, or we add by Anenu, you know, by for the Chazan earlier. The Tzibur Shaini, that if you're davening by Yechidus, we follow Rabbi Shua ben Levi, which sounds like you should not really add things to whatever you're davening. But if you're in a Tzibur, like it, so on and so forth, you're allowed to. We add those parts of chreinu and all that, and lashmamin or other things he has kravit. Shmamin or the tzibur shiny. In the tzibur you can add whatever you want. It's interesting. So what's according to Taisa, see him Shmuel Levi's arguing with everything we said till now. Don't add anything to barach aleinu. Don't add anything to refeinu, which in halach we do say you could add. Don't add anything to shmak aleinu. Wait till they finish with us.